And there that goes.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com. William J. Jackson, Phoenix Kaleeder, the Uppity Negress. Follow on the Twitter at Uppity Negress. All right. Mm-hmm. And the Facebook's live is live. Podcast audio going. Blog Talk Radio's up. Call in number 347-857-3937. No one's going to call in.
I was going to say, we're taking callers?
I'm interested. Like, tag a dim.
Shit.
Am I all right?
Tag any of them in my mentions. They're all fucking there right now.
All right. So this thing, you'll pretty much gun it in however you need to gun it in.
Yeah.
Because this is about you on the Joe Biden, you know this stuff a lot closer than I do.
Yeah.
We were just playing, because our echo chamber is better than yours.
Yes.
We were just playing Katie Halper's program, mm-hmm. and Katie Halper was actually interviewing the individual that right. wrote a piece.
Yeah.
What's her name?
You know what? I just forgot her name. She is the one who actually wrote the piece about Joe Biden, like, coming up from behind her and kind of grabbing her and kissing her on top of the head. I think it's Lucy Flores. Let me just double check, though.
Yeah.
She wrote that. And, of course, now fucking Democratic Twitter, centrist Twitter, resistance Twitter, assistance Twitter is losing their fucking mind.
Okay, and then you were like,
oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
And then also apparently some woman named Amy Lapos said that he just kind of randomly grabbed her and like rubbed her nose, like the Eskimo kiss.
Yeah,
without, you know,
Eskimo mm-hmm. a slur for Inuit folks.
I think it is.
Yeah, right.
I'm pretty sure it is.
We should know better. I like that. Yeah. That's my tangent.
Because you know what? That's the, I don't know how else to describe it. Like, I guess you say what, you grab someone's face and touch noses and rub them together. Is that?
Let's come up with a new term.
Oh, we could.
Yeah.
It's Lucy Flores, by the way.
Okay.
So, yeah, another woman said, like, Joe Biden described her to that. I believe Lucy Flores is the one who said he came up behind her, like, put his hands on her shoulders and, like, kissed the top of her head and, like, smelled her hair or some, like, weird, goofy shit. Yeah. it's weird.
Smelled her hair.
He has a history of apparently just like walking up to women and smelling their hair. I don't fucking know.
And there's Michael Wright over in the joint. Michael Wright, I'm telling you, I see the updates. I know that Michael Wright's the homie. I'm not gonna call him a sidekick anymore. Those days are over. That was immature mm-hmm. of me. Mm-hmm. Michael Wright and Kimberly Nicole do the Something in Common program.
Yes.
And I am behind on it.
So, like, the next time I take some vacation days, I'm definitely going to spend some time fucking in my goddamn chair.
Mm-hmm. The wingback chair.
That's right. Paid a lot of money for that chair at Habitat for Humanity.
Nigga, that shit was like $5.
I may have been less. No, I think it was six. I think it was $6? Like six even. Yeah, I'm going to sit in my goddamn chair, and I'm going to listen to some fucking Something in Common.
Yeah.
Like, for folks that don't know that program, Something in Common, it's like, take, like, Belle Biv DeVoe as music. Take, like, Moesha as a show.
Mm-hmm.
Take that kind of blackness from the early 90s to the late 90s, and take two people that consumed it, know it, vibe it, and then those two people made a podcast. It's not like they just talk about those things, but it's that vibe.
Right.
It's fucking, it's the clean up the house music of podcasts. That's nice. Something in Common.
Nice.
Okay, tangent it way off of Joe by Uncle Joe. As
Uncle
we,
Joe. Creepy what, Uncle Joe.
That's what, get why you have to have the trigger warning, because even the term uncle is associated with rape culture and molestation, particularly pedophilia.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck was that? All right.
Oh, it actually gives me a sound when somebody
calls in.
There you go. Hey, all right, 612, bringing you in. What is your brief comment on Joe Biden?
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I'd like to just say quickly, the issue with Joe Biden, this thing with women, that's nothing. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And most people, generally, they're not going to care if it involves two adults.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that's going to destroy him is the video of him touching little girls.
Yes.
And for those who don't know, you can look it up. I'm sure you probably have seen it. That's what's going to kill him in the general election. And you know how Trump comes up with little nicknames for his political opponents?
Mm-hmm.
Like Crooked Hillary or Lionhead? Mm-hmm. You know what he's going to come up for Joe? It's going to be Pedo Joe. I guarantee you. Because that video of him touching those little girls is going to infuriate this country 10 times more than anything about anything having with any grown, two grown people involved in any sexual impropriety.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a grown man fronting little girls, that is going to, I'm telling you right now, that's going to kill him, and that's going to give Trump a landslide victory.
Yeah.
If you're a Democrat, Democrats need to do everything in their power to make sure this guy is not the nominee. Otherwise, you're guaranteeing Trump's re-election, unfortunately. Yeah.
Say word. And that's 612. Thanks for checking out the program, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, that's actually really accurate, though. That probably is exactly what's going to happen. Because there's actually, I've seen a few still shots now, too, of different little girls at, like, events in the White House where he's just, like, standing behind them with, like, his hands on their shoulders or, like, touching their hair. And, you know, again, with the kiss in the top of the head shit. And it's, like, it's creepy because those are not your grandchildren. Like, these are somebody else's children. And you're just fucking, like, kissing him on the top of the head and shit. It's fucking, and one of them is a little Asian girl who looks, you know, that one, like the famous one of that little black girl sitting on Hillary's lap, like, the Asian girl is not feeling it.
Yeah. And you know what, like, just like thinking of it, like, political strategy wise,
yeah,
I tell you, if I was like a Republican and a Donald Trump advisor, I'd be like, get out there and call him Joe Kelly every chance you fucking
Joe Kelly,
get.
Yeah.
Get out there and fucking do it.
But white people wouldn't care about that, though, would they?
Oh, in politics, everyone's disingenuous. They care
That's
now.
True. They care now. Right. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
Pedo Joe. I'm gonna wait and see if that's the one.
Call him Joe Cosby. Get out there. Call
Joe
him all
Cosby
that shit. Yeah. It doesn't have to be that clean of a lineup. Just make it two syllables.
Yeah.
As long as the second part is two syllables, do it. Yeah. Yeah. On the strategy tip, as far as like being a callous politician.
Yep. So, you know, and it's wild looking at people who are so hell-bent on defending him. So, I just threw it out there. These are the arguments I'm seeing. People are saying, well, you're equating this with like sexual assault. And it's like, no, nobody actually did that. That's a straw man. Nobody said that. It's always been that this is a spectrum. And when you have a society that, you know, enables men in this way by saying it's okay because as long as it's not like rape, it's okay if you just go up to women and touch them or kiss them without consent or put your face in their face without consent or touch their hair without consent, you are helping lay the foundation of rape culture where things eventually progress, and there are women who are going to be sexually abused, and there are men who are going to get away with it because we've, you know, begun a process, like a sliding scale of tolerating this sort of shit, you know? So yeah, it is, because we're fostering that sort of sexual harassment and abuse. And then I keep people doing this, like, well, he's a product of a different era. He's old. Okay. Let's just talk about that for a second. So this different era bullshit, you know, once upon a time, it was okay to own slaves too. Yeah, and rape your wife.
But there were also people who thought that was bad. And like, all of a sudden, as soon as we want to make that argument, all of a sudden, abolitionists didn't exist.
They didn't exist.
Like, fucking.
They didn't exist. Feminism didn't exist until 2015. Fact. What's it?
Robert Greene Ingersoll. So apparently he didn't exist at that
time. John Brown did not exist.
No. Nah. No. Everybody was down with, even the slaves. They were like, what, are you shitting me?
Yeah.
I said my safe word, he stopped beating me. It's good money.
Exactly, exactly. You know, so it's like, you know, with that, I mean, you can't get away with doing something just because it was common. Which is also, like, what they're really saying, to me, anyways, what people are really saying when you're like, oh, it was from a different era, it was a different time, what you're telling me is, even though people knew it was wrong, they did it anyway because they lived in an era that allowed them to. Right? They were allowed to get away with it, so they did. That's all. That's all.
I mean, like, dead up. I was a single-digit age child when folks would just drop the homophobic F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, by my early 20s, it was like, what's your fucking deal?
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't cut yourself on all that edge, buddy. Fucking, it became that. Like, a different time, my ass. It was the same life. I didn't have a gray beard hair in sight, nigga, for in that transitional period of time.
Nick, you don't have a gray beard in sight now.
And, like, there's an interesting example of that. I wonder if somebody else is calling in. I'm going to reload the page because it made the same noise it did last time, and I think that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, and George Carlin, he has a line about lacrosse, and he says lacrosse is not a sport. It's a F-word college activity. And when he first said it, he just said it, the crowd laughed, you moved on. He did the joke again, like, in the late 90s, and the crowd laughed like they did, but then he said, sorry about that. Because like, he didn't want to change the words, he wanted to bring the joke back, but it's like, he's like, sorry about that. You know, I know that word.
Right.
It ain't hitting like it was when I first wrote that.
Right.
Yeah. Thus, you know, same time.
Same time. Which actually leads into my other point about the whole era thing. Even if he was a product of his era and he can't evolve, because Democrats love to evolve the way white people love to investigate. if he can't evolve to the new era, that means he's holding everybody back because he can't fucking act right. Let the old man go. Let him go.
So does that mean younger Democrats are going to be like him? Because he is... If you pick him, I believe that's what they call a standard bearer.
Yes.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, who's the little fake Trudeau down there in Texas?
Beto.
That little white, yeah, Rebato. Little white boy. Yeah, Robert.
Rebato. Yeah.
He's going to start calling himself Robeta Ginsburg. I can smell it. It's going to happen. He's going to be like, yeah, I'm a Mexican Jew. You guys didn't know that about me.
Oh, my God. Fucking AP covered his one of his rallies and said Beto was speaking in his native Spanish. Nigga. What? He, English as a first language, raised by white people. Y'all stop trying to make that man Latino.
who's that, Locos? I don't know this name.
Mm-hmm.
In the archive chat space, Matt Betts. It's real, it's kept it simple. Bye, Joe.
Yes.
All right. And the call in line, somebody called in. It's 347-857-3937.
Yes.
Motherfuckers can call in, drop a brief comment.
Yes.
On the wine cellar.
And then this whole thing about, like, well, he didn't know. And, you know, kindergartners get put in timeout for touching people without consent. Kindergartners.
Yeah, but are these rich, powerful kindergartners?
Maybe.
Or it's just regular little punk ass kindergartners ain't got no money, ain't got no secret service, ain't got shit. How many houses you own, kindergartner? Nothing. That little Lego house is shit. I'll step on it on purpose, even though it's Legos. See, these are not rich, powerful, oligarchical kindergartners.
Why the fuck Sam say Joe Biden?
Oh. Ooh.
That's fun.
I'm gonna sort of reverse colonize that.
Reverse colonize it.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
That's okay. It's okay to steal things from white men. I think so. It's. I'm taking that one, Sam.
Yeah, but it's like, so if fucking children can learn to keep them hands to themselves, why can't this like 300-year-old man?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm out of punchlines for it. Mm-hmm. I dead up am.
Oh, by the way, he still never apologized to Anita Hill.
He doesn't have to do that.
Of course not. Mm-hmm.
He evolved. And also, wasn't she a little bit nutty and a little bit slutty as the guy that Hillary Clinton hired for her campaign?
He did say she was a little bit nutty and a little bit slutty. They did say that about Anita Hill.
Okay. It's like, damn, nigga. So it wasn't just the rappers. Everybody was rhyming misogynoir and ableism together.
Yes. It's very popular. And then, you know, this whole, like, now people are trying to say Dems in particular. Well, it wasn't something sexual. He was being, like, fatherly.
All right. Come on, Joe. Kiss my head. Come on. Why are there no videos of him kissing men's heads? Obama had very wavy hair. I think I want to smell it myself. Nigga, you use jam? What is that? Use blue magic? How are you getting your hair like that?
You know, Obama does not fucking use blue magic. Shut the fuck up.
He might.
No.
He might have the same one I have, the coconut one.
He does not.
You don't know.
He does not.
I might have presidential hair grease.
You do not have presidential hair grease.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, you know what? Who else's hair could he be smelling? Well, Paul Ryan has a full head of hair.
Paul Ryan does have a full head of hair.
Get in there and sniff that.
Could be smelling Mitch McConnell's neck fat.
You know what? It might be. That's for science. You don't know what's there. There might be the cure for some shit under that.
I maybe.
Yeah, that's you put the ball in my court. It's time to get weird. I am all about it.
Oh, Beto's hair.
It's very well combed.
Yes.
He does a good job of white man combing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Get in there and sniff it. Yeah, I want to sniff Bernie's old hair. before Bernie sold out to big grooming. I tell you, right? Like, if Bernie gets in the game, like, fucking, there's gonna be all sorts of fucking of cosmetic shops getting whatever they want in legislation.
Oh,
right.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, we have a blocked number. See what's cracking. Right. Might be Fallon Loco out of Canada. I don't know. All right, blocked number. Your microphone is hot. Say what you gotta say.
Yes. Thank you very much for taking my call, my friends. Awesome. How are you, everyone?
Doing very well.
And your comment?
Yes. Are you democratic? Are you for democracy, democratic, or are you Republican? Then I can tell my views.
Outstanding. We're neither.
Okay. All right. Okay. First of all, I mean, Putin kissed the, you know, the stomach of a girl. We all know that.
Oh, so cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Yes. Getting the,
so we should,
the kiss?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You remember they showed it on the TV that he went in front of everybody, kissed the stomach of a girl, a child, you know, like maybe 7, 8 years old. Do you remember that?
Joe Biden?
No. Putin.
Putin?
Oh, I don't, I don't follow Russian politics. I know that Rachel Maddow told us about how Putin can shut down electricity in Boston.
Right. As Joe Biden also several times, they showed that he was at a different side of the photo, and he came and kissed the girl. So, I mean, I don't know if the girl belongs to relatives of them or non-relative, and etc. So, what are you saying? Are you saying that Joe Biden is also must stop?
Yes, Joe Biden must stop.
Politics is weird and creepy.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
How did you find this program?
How did I find my program?
How did you find it?
Global internet. Anybody can find you.
Seekers are finders. All right. All right. Thanks for calling in and dropping a comment. All right.
I have another view, too. I have another view.
Let's squeeze one in quickly.
Joe Biden has issues, too. Then Donald Trump has issues, too, because he has a sex affairs with two ladies. So what's your comment on that? And yet, Ivanka knows something that it can bring his Trump presidency into ashes. But what's the relationship between Ivanka and his father, that he knows something, she knows something, that if she goes in power, everything will go on the downhill? Go ahead, please.
I don't understand any of that.
Ivanka's never going to sell out her father. They are in it as a family for power, and that's just how it's going to stay. Like, that's it.
Okay. Yeah. And somebody in the chat space did put a link, Sam put a link to Putin kissing a boy's stomach. Yeah, Sam found the link.
Weird.
All right, we got to move on with the program. Thanks for calling in. Blocked number.
Yeah, Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, but the whole, like, but he meant, yeah, I don't know, that was a little fucking weird. he meant it in a fatherly way. It's just like, I don't care. You still can't touch people without consent. And, you know, so that's, you know, their other argument. And then, of course, there's Alyssa fucking Milano.
Ah.
Who basically said, but he's never done it to me. I've always seen him behave well and be nice and blah, blah. And it's like, okay, well, serial killers have friends who are still alive, you know?
Yeah, so all of a sudden, you don't have to care.
You don't have to care.
Yeah. And Alyssa Milano, again, you had to remind me who that was.
Because you don't pay attention to these things. Alyssa Milano is an actress. She was a kid actor on that Who's the Boss show with Tony Danza. And then she was on the Charmed show, where she was like, it was like three sisters who were witches. Some, you know, supernatural stuff. Anyways, so yeah, she said, I'm proud to call Joe Biden a friend. He's been a leader and a champion for fighting violence against women for years. I've accompanied him to events where he's listened to survivor stories, empathized with them, and comforted them. That's who Joe Biden is, a warm, generous individual. Okay. But Biden started It's On Us because he believes to meaningfully change our culture. Everyone, including those left out of the conversation, needed to be part of the movement. Biden's response, he never meant to make anyone uncomfortable, and that he'll listen and learn from anyone who says otherwise, is exactly the leadership we need. Really? I would like to think that we deserve leadership where people already know you can't just touch people without consent. I would like that very much.
Well, yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and remember, call in number 347-857-3937.
And then, of course, don't forget, we've covered her before because she basically got...
Was she the one that gave a speech yelling, like, I am a black woman?
Yes, and she actually just tweeted that shit again a couple weeks ago. I'm black, I'm trans, I'm the disabled. Yeah, she said the disabled.
Her name... I'm just going to fly off the handle trying to spell this one.
Oh, it's right here. And actually, if you Google her, one of the first things that'll come up is her wearing a Redskins shirt because she sells the merchandise or gets a cut of Redskins merch. So, you know, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. So, wait, she's a bit of a character, I'm guessing.
Yeah. But she was the one who basically got the credit for popping off Me Too. I mean, fuck Tarana Burke, I guess.
Oh.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Alyssa Milano cornrows reaction, black funny faces. Who is coming up with these headlines? All right. I get it. So just a fucking... She in and of herself is a Becky Lives Matter story.
Yes, she is. We've covered it before. But yeah. Yeah, I just... the whole Biden thing to me is just so ridiculous because it's like... If you would just stop touching people without consent, we wouldn't have to be here.
It is hard, like, to talk about these topics.
Because that's the whole thing. Just stop fucking touching people without permission.
Yeah.
And people are on this whole, well, what if I hug my grandkids and I get in trouble now? Well, maybe you should fucking ask them before you hug them.
Yeah, or fucking, like, and quit pretending shit like there is not fucking sexual connotations.
Right.
Right? Like, stop fronting like that.
And power dynamics.
Yeah. like fucking like I, you know what? Because people be like, oh, you can't say anything to women at work or any shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I fist bump women at work pretty much weekly, like at least 3 or 4 times a week. I fist bump a woman at work. Hey, good fucking job,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then one of them, it's fucking great. She's not very tall. And she's maybe, I'm guessing, like 60-something years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she now, since we fist bump, now a couple, like, when she sees me in the factory, she reaches up mm-hmm. and touches my shoulder and says, William, you bien? Like, asking me if I'm well.
Mm-hmm.
You bien? I'm like, ah, todo bien. And then we fist bump and keep it moving. Because I don't show up acting like a guy. I literally do the same thing that I do with, guess what? Assumed cis men.
Mm-hmm.
All right, not smelling anybody's hair. Right? Okay, like, let's go with my coworkers. Let's see if I wanted to smell one of the feller's hair. I think, Jose Luis in the, he's in the quality department at Calidad.
That's the one.
He looks like he uses a nice gel.
Okay.
Looks like he uses a good one.
Don't go around smelling people's hair.
don't do that, right?
Yeah. So her, Alyssa Model's tweet was, I'm trans, I'm a person of color, I'm an immigrant, I'm a lesbian, I'm a gay man, I'm the disabled, I'm everything.
Damn, nigga. That is, at some point you have to just say white feminism, it just ended up becoming about trying to be like white men.
Yeah, pretty much. Which is interesting because I quote tweeted her thread and said, this is why nobody likes white feminism, they always side with patriarchy in the end. Lean the fuck away from me.
Ugh.
And some people in the comments are upset.
Man, we gotta find our old rant. I think it may have been from like late 2016 when we were like mm-hmm. doing our first like video setup like together. And it was about, if you look at the main reasons why people are big fans of Michelle Obama, it's because of patriarchy.
Oh, yeah.
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 It was a mean wine cellar rant. It was one of those ones where it's like, all right, we're going to have to try to regain 100 followers.
Yep. Yep. Oh, this is just a fun comment that was under my commentary. Somebody who goes by Go Auntie Go on Twitter. Mm-hmm.
Maxine Waters is not your auntie. Your auntie is transphobic and thinks lesbians are sneaky. All right, your auntie is an asshole. Maxine Waters is a relatively moderate California progressive, which, from actually looking at her voting record, I can confidently say she has a fairly clean voting record. That's Maxine Waters, not your fucking aunt.
Mm-hmm. And she said, why is she now not a feminist? Is it because she can smell bullshit? Here's the thing, I'm a feminist, which means I'm free to think and behave any way I see fit. You don't get to say another woman isn't just because you feel a certain way. That makes you an oppressor. I'm like, what?
Huh, I'm getting that sound.
Yeah, but that's not showing up.
Yeah, like I wonder, let me look on the other screen. Okay, maybe people are trying to call in and can't get through.
Interesting.
Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah.
347-8, my bad.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, telephone number 347-857-3937 when we're live. I have the Blog Talk and I'm going to set it up again. Before I go to work in the morning, I'm going to set it for 5 p.m. And if I work overtime, I'll reset it later for 7:30.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was just funny. Some people were just upset in the comments being mad. Yeah, apparently I'm oppressing Alyssa Milano by saying she's engaging in white feminism. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I could see how an unemployed black woman that, well, now gets a stipend. Is oppressing a rich white woman. That's pretty much always going on.
Yes.
You're saying it's not?
It's not. It's not. There were other comments, but I can't see them now because a bunch of people got mad and blocked me.
Oh, well, they weren't followers anyway.
No, they weren't.
Fucking weirdos. But that's the thing. They went and looked for your shit.
Right.
That's just like y'all niggas with the, I don't think I'm going to do a Nipsey Hussle episode. So I'll just say this shit. Because I just saw somebody, I think his name is Wilbert, that mm-hmm. I follow on the Facebooks. And he was like, y'all have successfully made Nipsey Hussle's death about some Dr. Sebi. And it's like, no. you niggas did. Because you are obsessing over them. Stop following these 13 irrelevant niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Stop joining these groups just to follow them. I left the group because I went in the group because I was like, oh, maybe I'll find some interesting shit to cover. Like, maybe there might be some news in here, things I disagree with that I can find, that I can argue against on the podcast because I am a propagandist. And it's a group on Facebook called Black Men Being Brutally Honest with Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, you're just like, this is fucking nonsense. I'm getting out of this goddamn group.
Right.
But these niggas stay in there because they want to be mad at some niggas, some strangers on the internet. Probably a lot of trolls. You click on a lot of the accounts they were made 4 weeks ago and have a pee-pee frog. The French cartoon.
Pepe. And it's,
yeah. Pepe, pee-pee, Pepe Le Pew. All that shit. And fucking... And y'all niggas running around. You made it about this fucking Mr. Sebi, Dr. Sebi.
Right.
I think that nigga was on Joe Rogan's program. So they,
Sebi
that,
was?
I think
so. Before he died?
I think, well, when did he die?
I don't know.
Because I think it was like 2012 or 11. He was on Joe Rogan's program.
But you know what, though? I actually wouldn't be surprised with the way Joe Rogan's program turned out.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, because that, there's that weird, like, you know, kind of like Venn diagram where, like, Hoteps and like alt-right conspiracy theorists meet up, because like if you ask people who believe in Sebi shit, he'll tell you that he had an alkaline diet that can cure AIDS.
Yeah,
like
it's fucking bullshit, and you're choosing to follow it. Now right. My thing with Nipsey Hussle dying is I'm just tired of seeing nice young guys that are Crips dying. Mm. You know, like fucking cause he is just a little younger than me. I remember my little homie, Lil Smokey, was like 3 years younger than me. I think Nipsey Hussle is 2 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Was. And I remember my little homie, Lil Smokey, died like shortly after I moved to Florida, like a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I got in contact with T-Boy the D-Boy, like right before he went back to prison again. And he was like, oh, yeah, man, your little nigga from M Street's dead. You know, and like, and I just, and he kind of resembles Nipsey, you know, mm-hmm. very, you know, tall, skinny, boisterous neighborhood guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really bugged me. It's just like, fuck, another Crip down, you mm-hmm. know, because he's some grimy nigga wanted to get a stripe. Apparently a snitch,
yeah,
to our understanding.
Yeah,
because a nigga wanted to get a stripe. And then that makes you think about niggas like Trey D and shit that are still in proximity.
Right.
And it's like, I niggas better take your ass up to the suburbs, Trey D, nigga, you like Bernie Sanders age, nigga. Get your old ass away from them niggas. Trady is not a young brother.
No, he's not.
All right, fucking, yeah. You have the cis identity extremist ready?
I do have a cis identity
extremist. I think we ready. Should do the cis identity extremist and then end the free feed and do the rest of the program Patreon only.
Okay. Oh, and I just do want to say one thing about the whole Nipsey. I keep hearing like, oh, but he was homophobic and, you know, trash and trash and trash. Okay. I mean, I can accept that. I just wish that y'all were this concerned about these things when he was alive. I did not know he said homophobic things, and I would maybe like to know when somebody is saying something that's problematic before they die. Like, you know, there seems to be this thing about, like, everything they did wrong as soon as they die, and we gotta talk about it the minute they die, but I don't know. Maybe if we talked about it when they were still alive, we could, you know, make things better, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Just, you know, keep that same energy. That's all I'm saying. I keep hearing it, but I don't see numbers pop up.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. Yeah, maybe, yeah, things are just funky, funky doobie. But, and on some level, it's like, I would expect a nigga from Roland 60s Crip off of fucking Crenshaw to not be very progressive.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's where progressives are coming from.
Right, right.
There might be other places where you can find progressives being created from childhood.
Right.
But I have my doubts that it's with the Roland 60s community club
mm-hmm.
hangout. You know. Yeah. I just don't think that's where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Okay, cis identity extremist.
So it's more of a YouTube video than a story.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, which I just now realized. but essentially, there's like a bunch of white naked men are just trying to get on airplanes.
Huh.
Like walking down the fucking runways and shit. Well, like
commercial flights?
Yeah.
Wait, so they're like out where
Yeah, like, customers, he's literally on the tarmac. Yeah, he's, like, out on the tarmac, like, you know, where the guys are that have, like, the, you know, like, the lights and, like, you're directing the fucking place. Like, on the fucking tarmac. Yeah, fucking out there.
Yeah, where the people are.
Yes. I want to be where the people are. Yes. yeah, and apparently it happened twice. So,
Ariel on Drag Race ain't doing very good this season.
Didn't Ariel just get kicked off?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So that backs it up.
Yeah. So one of these, of course, was in Moscow. Nigga, I swear to God, Russia is like the Florida of Europe. I swear to God.
That's a heavy-handed sentence.
Nigga. So there's a video. This man was trying to travel to Simferopol International Airport from Moscow's... Domodedovo Airport. Airport police chased the man onto the jet bridge, where he was later arrested, according to Russia's Interior Ministry. He has since been hospitalized. And yeah, it's just, he's, like, everyone's in line trying to board the plane, and this dude's just naked, standing in line. Like, he's gonna get on the plane. And then the other one also happened this week in Chicago at O'Hare Airport. A naked guy was out on the tarmac trying to get onto an American Airlines flight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do we call these people?
Cis identity extremists.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Because I was like, if it's an epidemic, then now it's like the mad poopers.
Why did we do that story? And then there were like 10 more mad poopers.
And like all the way down in Australia.
Yeah.
Like it's spreading. Like, is this like, are these like little QAnon nuggets? I think it's QAnon related.
It's QAnon related.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, okay. I found an actual article about it from the Moscow Times, if it would load. What the fuck?
Yeah?
Okay, so the man said he was, trying to board the plane, but that he had to be naked because it made him more aerodynamic.
Oh.
Alright, a naked man attempted to board a plane at Moscow's Domodedovo Airport while shouting that clothes make him less aerodynamic, according to the RENTV television network, which was reported Saturday. The man passed the Ural Airlines flight's registration before suddenly stripping off his clothes and running stark naked onto the jet bridge. According to eyewitnesses, he was shouting that he was naked because clothing impairs the aerodynamics of the body. He flies with more agility when he's undressed. Yes. Why you look at me like that? I'm the one who did this shit.
So apparently he's a scientist and he knows things we don't know. He's figured things out we haven't figured out. And I'm pretty sure that Michael Savage is going to get killed for trying to do a documentary about him. That's what's going to happen.
The nude intruder was intercepted by airport staff before he could make it onto the plane to Crimea. He was later detained by police officers. Quote from the press service of the Interior Ministry, after police detained the offender, he was taken to the airport's medical room and then hospitalized in a medical facility. The offender is a native of Yakutsk or something, but lives in the Moscow region. A video has been released of the man after police detention while he was handcuffed and still naked. All right. Eyewitnesses added that the man did not seem drunk.
That the man did not seem drunk.
Yes.
And I totally forgot that I had this other device open so that I could, see comments easier. Because I got bungee cords and all sorts of shit holding up the camera for the Facebook feed. And I also forgot to click on Sam's link. And yeah, there that is. Why the fuck is Putin doing...
Looks like he's blowing raspberries on those kids' stomach.
I think that's what it looks like to me. I hope the YouTube thing picks that up, and then let's flash that at the Facebooks. Yeah, it looks like he's doing the on there. Yeah, I can't tell though, but yeah, that's just stop touching people. Everybody. Nobody. I want to say, oh man, I hate that this is a fucking Bill Cosby punchline. But it's because he said, like, you know, parents don't want justice. They want quiet.
Yeah.
So at some point, like, you know, your kids keep coming up. He's touching me. He touched me first. That she touched me first. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, no one in this house is allowed to touch anyone ever again. just shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Like, I remember, like, with my nieces, at some point, I just came downstairs, and I was just like, if you can't figure out who's turned it in to use the computer and you keep making noise, I'm just gonna turn off the Wi-Fi, and then it's no one's turn, and they figured it out.
Yeah. Right, and so then this is the... All right, so a naked male passenger was caught on camera walking around the tarmac at Chicago's O'Hare Airport Tuesday. Video submitted to the ORD Airport, which is O'Hare, which doesn't really make any sense, but whatever. Yeah, ORD is O'Hare. What?
ORD?
Yeah, because, like, every airport has, like, three letters as, like, the... Like, but that's the thing. Like, Los Angeles, I believe, is, like, LAX. JFK is JFK. Why the fuck is O'Hare ORD?
And I think Los Angeles, LAX, because it's international, so it's crossing.
Right, but I mean, Los Angeles International, that makes sense. What the fuck is ORD for O'Hare?
You haven't... Look, you, no. Nigga, you grew up here. You've lived here for some time. Three decades at least. And you haven't looked this up.
No.
All right, well, I'll look it up while you read.
Okay, so the man was reportedly attempting to board a departing flight and was detained at gate C10 of O'Hare's Terminal 1. Multiple witnesses also claim the man walked off a Delta Airlines flight at Terminal 2. Wait, so he got out of flight, got off a flight, then took off his clothes and tried to get on a new flight?
Yeah. Okay. Wait, he got on, took off clothes, and got on a...
Yeah, it said he was attempting to board a flight at Terminal 1, but witnesses said he walked off a flight at Terminal 2. So he got on a flight at Terminal 2, got off a flight at Terminal 2, took off his clothes, and then tried to get on the plane at Terminal 1. Okay.
Okay, so, O'Hare Airport, ORD. In the 1940s, it became a site of a military and later commercial airport called Orchard Field, which was renamed for World War II ace Edward Henry Butch O'Hare in 1949. However, nobody bothered to change the original Orchard code designation of ORD.
Orchard is still ORD, all right.
Nah, yeah, they're doing code, though, yeah. ORD for Orchard.
Whatever.
So, yeah, that there you go. Now you know.
Wouldn't ORC make more... Whatever.
White people made it, and they named after a guy... who was just in the military.
Yeah, Butch.
Ace Edward Henry Butch O'Hare. Apparently he's an ace.
He's an ace.
Nigga, he smells like a deuce. Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, he probably does because he's been dead for a long time. All right, so Tuesday's incident comes... Oh, hold on. Astonishingly, air travelers ditching their clothes is hardly a new phenomenon.
What?
Tuesday's incident comes just days after a Russian man stripped naked in Moscow to make himself more aerodynamic. Yeah. Earlier this year, an Air India flight from Dubai to Lucknow made headlines after a man stripped down and started walking down the aisle as a protest because he thought the flight was landing in Pakistan.
Oh, fuck. I know what they're actually doing. I just figured it out. God damn it.
What?
Our podcast. This is a leftist show, and these are Russians infiltrating our media. During what? A fucking election season.
Yes, it's true.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
You
hacked the Russia code.
They fucking got us.
Mm-hmm.
God
and
damn.
Last year, a man was tackled by passengers and locked in a bathroom after getting naked and running down the aisle of an Alaska Airlines flight.
Running down the aisle? We gotta stop them.
How do you stop white people?
And that is the new thing that we try to do at least one or two a week, right? Well, we really don't have to try. They're gonna do it. The cis identity extremists.
Yes.
And some folks you probably know obviously why we're doing it, right? Like the DOJ was like, oh, we got to look out for black identity extremists.
Yeah.
And they actually arrested a guy on Facebook for being that to make an example.
Yeah.
And then you have people who pop up and they're like, oh, you know, I'm a black identity extremist, you know, to say it like snarkily.
Right.
And then you obviously you would look at white people in general and just call them white identity extremist. And you know what? We talk about transphobia on this program.
Mm-hmm.
And we also talk about white men constantly taking their pants off.
Yeah.
And it's, and that was a pretty regular thing in white on white crime. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to call these fuckers cis identity extremists.
Yes.
Indeedly do, neighbor. And that will end it for the free feed. If you are listening on, what's that datgum thing called? The Patreon. If you're listening on the Patreon, just let it keep going and the show will continue. Folks on the free feed, you can sign up on Patreon. We do not have a tiered system. You can sign up for whatever. Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. And you are the funk in there. Of course, we pass around the tip jar that is not related to extra content. And that's paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Mm-hmm. And remember, Phoenix Kaliter is a communications director on the board of SWAP.
Yes.
And the Phoenix Kaliter Show podcast feed is currently live in Stitcher Radio and Google Play, still waiting for iTunes to go ahead and make it live. And we are going to record a little bit of... You find any sex workers' rights news?
No.
All right. Phoenix Kaliter is communicating very well. She's got this gig.
There's not sex worker rights news every day.
Yes, there is. Is to be. Okay. All right. I'm going to stop this free feed. Facebook Live. Get on from round here. Come on. And then YouTube. You got to get the heck darn out of here. I don't know what your problem is.
Really?
Click away, YouTube.
Click away.
Bang.